Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, August 9th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We'd like to apologize for not updating our Wing page properly. Our guest, late Sunday night, that went all the way through today, was Michael Woolsey from the Colorado 9/11 Visibility Project. We forgot to put his name on the homepage. So if you didn't have an opportunity to see that show, just go to the archives. And yes, Wing TV now has archives. If you go to the right-hand side of the page near the top, you'll see archives. And we have MP3s.
They're audio clips.
Right, audio clips. And these aren't all the shows we've done by any means, but as time goes by, we're going to keep adding the older shows also, so we keep you updated on that. Also, we're glad to announce that the Space Shuttle Discovery returned back to Earth safely. Mm-hmm. So there's one load off our mind. And what we really want to talk about today, we want to talk directly to everybody out there watching this show. We'd like to ask you a question. Do you know how much power you have out there to change the world? Not only individually, but as a collective whole. Now, we say that because a couple days ago in the UK, in the Daily Mail, here's an article, an 11-page article appeared in one of their mainstream newspapers, mm-hmm. and it's called, strangely enough, 9/11 on Trial. Now, it's odd that they pick that title because what's the name of our book? 9/11 on Trial, that completely shreds the government's official version of events.
But I think this article delves into a book written by two other authors, 9/11 Revealed, mm-hmm. something like that, and
yeah.
goes very in-depth into all the points we address in this book, and other authors and speakers and researchers have also pointed out over the last 3.5 years.
Right, and the best thing about this is that we're so close to a breakthrough. Do you know how close we are? So many people don't buy the official version of events, and it's up to us right now. It's up to you, and it's up to us sitting here that we have to get the word out. And what's most frustrating, though, is that some of these organizations still refuse to talk about the crux issue of 9/11, and that's the controlled demolition. So what we're going to do tomorrow on our show is we're going to show you all the books and videos that you need to know the truth about this issue. And it's not a big list. And all you have to do is get the word out about these books to everybody you know, and we can finally break through and bring the guilty parties to justice.
We've been accused on APFN of being negative over the last few days and being plants once again, which is beyond ridiculous. What we're trying to do is see if the prominent spokespeople and the people who are at the forefront of this 9/11 so-called truth movement are willing to stand up and address the crux issue,
right.
which is the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers. And one by one, as we call them up and we ask them directly, we're getting their answers. And so you see some people like Morgan Reynolds and David Ray Griffin are willing to confront that issue mm-hmm. head on. And then you have other people who mamby-pamby around and won't address it. And they won't call other people out who are prominent spokespersons in this movement who aren't addressing it either. And you have to ask why.
Right. Now, to get a better feel for this, we like to address Kyle Hentz. And we're going to get to him in a minute, but everybody has to read Lisa's article on the Wing TV homepage now. It shows the direct link between Kyle Hentz and one of the most premier globalists there is, George Soros. Now, if you wonder why Kyle Hentz isn't talking about the crux or the true issues, maybe that's a good reason why. But there's others that have so many opportunities to bring these issues up.
Right, and Hentz isn't the only one.
Oh, of course
He's
not.
Just one person that we're illuminating, and we will be illuminating others.
Yeah. Well, and we'll illuminate them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the day before we went to D.C. for the D.C. Truth Convergence, Cynthia McKinney held a 9/11 hearing up on Capitol Hill. One of the staff members that she had was a guy named John Judge. Now, John Judge has a copy of this book,
right,
9/11 on Trial. We know that because he ordered it from
uh-huh.
us. Now, there has been no refutation of this book yet.
There's been no comment.
Right, from them. Mm-hmm. Now, John Judge has this book. They had 8 or 9 hours up on Capitol Hill, no mention whatsoever about controlled demolition.
Right.
Now, Kyle Hentz has this book. We know he has it because we sent it to him. And the reason he said that he wouldn't speak about it was that it wasn't adequately footnoted for him.
But he has such a dislike for us personally that if it had a zillion footnotes, you know, backed by Jesus, he would still not endorse the book or the information in it by 48 of the best researchers out there.
Yeah. Now, he didn't mention anything at all about the information in the book. The only criticism he had was that it wasn't properly footnoted. Well, in all honesty, I don't give a damn about the way his standards of footnoting, because every single quote in this book is referenced to where it came from.
You're a yachtsman.
Yeah.
You're a yachtsman.
Now, as quite a few of you know, Kyle Hentz appeared on C-SPAN again. And that's what Lisa's article delves into. And instead of confronting the crux issues, he asks something about Muhammad Atta and wire transfers. I mean, this is as peripheral as peripheral
gets. He has a lame excuse for his lame question. He was, I guess, afraid he would get censored, cut off by the media. Meanwhile, he could have asked something pertinent to 9/11, something pertinent to the crux issue, which he doesn't even try on any given day in front of the media or in any public forum whatsoever.
And what we are here is we're stand-up guys. We're not afraid to come to you and lay it all on the line to you. So what we did was extend an invitation to Kyle Hentz,
which he promptly
over the weekend
turned down.
Right. He refused once again to come on Wing TV. The reason why is because he knows that we're going to ask him the hard questions and he's not going to be able to answer them.
Uh-huh.
Why? Why? Here's a guy who has more access to the mainstream media than anyone, and you have to ask, why? How did Kyle Hentz get this access to the media? As Lisa points out, this guy was a yacht salesman. A yacht salesman. But that's not all. He worked for
Jonathan Soros, nephew of George Soros, who is the financial backer or a significant financial backer of Hillary and Bill Clinton. Now, isn't that an odd connection?
Right. Also, he has a direct tie to Danny Schechter. They actually work together. And who did Danny Schechter get $126,000 from in 1999?
George Soros.
So see, now you have Danny Schechter, who is at the D.C. Truth Convergence at the National Press Club,
with whom he has a very close relationship with Kyle Hentz.
And Kyle Hentz, and they both have direct ties to globalist New World Order minion George Soros. Now do you wonder why?
Now, see, it kind of piqued my interest, because of all of us out there trying to expose 9/11 truth, it's very rare that we get a mainstream media audience to pay attention to what we have to say. I mean, Victor and I have talked about it before, where we were wondering if we should set ourselves on fire to get mainstream media's attention. And here we have Kyle Hentz, who can seemingly commandeer the mainstream media.
He can get on whatever he wants.
Well, it was very troubling to me at the Lafayette Park rally in D.C. in July, when we had Morgan Reynolds, Webster Tarpley, David Ray Griffin, Jim Mars, and a bunch of other people speaking at this park. I mean, when are you going to get those four guys alone in the same place talking again?
But
and
instead of getting the media there.
No media there, but Kyle managed to get the media to cover a press conference for a guy named Nafiz Ahmed. He's a British researcher. After the rally, he managed to get mainstream media to cover this press conference to promote Nafiz Ahmed's book.
But
now,
isn't
that odd?
But he didn't have them there covering
at the rally.
The ones that are hitting the home runs, the ones that are stepping up to the plate. You have to, again, ask yourself why. Why are people so wishy-washy in this movement? And that's why we're coming to you.
What's our higher priority? Promoting Nafiz Ahmed's book or getting the press to cover this rally where you have these noted, well-established, well-respected speakers talking about the 9/11 conspiracy, exposing the lies of the government? I mean, what was more important, promoting that book or that rally?
Now, after Michael Woolsey was on this show, and it was a pretty intense show, some people criticized us for being so intense about it, but we called him afterward and had a very intense conversation then, too. And I asked
him, he agreed with us on many points we made.
Yeah, and I asked him at one point, I said, do you believe, considering that you know what the New World Order is all about, that before 9/11 happened, they would already set up groups that would be front groups to divert people's attention away from the real truth. He said, well, of course they would do something like that. Well, I said, don't you think then that the groups that are doing this are doing exactly what Kyle Hintz and John Judge and Cynthia McKinney and 9/11 Truth Alliance and on 9/11 Citizens, what is it?
Citizens Watch.
Citizens Watch. Don't you think that this is what all of these groups are doing? And he said, well, you know, and he was kind of wishy-washy about that. But think about it. If these groups were set up before 9/11, well, the groups we just mentioned are doing exactly what a front group would do.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, there's really no excuse for them not discussing and addressing head-on the crux issue of the World Trade Center collapse, which is the controlled demolition.
Yeah.
There's no reason on earth why they shouldn't be talking about it instead of talking about alleged wire transfers to Muhammad Atta.
Yeah.
Who gives a good shit?
Yeah. Now, with Kyle Hintz, he was the guy, of course, that said that people aren't ready for the truth. And whenever we tell people about this, they become outraged because they say, who is Kyle Hintz to tell anybody what they're ready or not ready for? Who made him our spokesman?
Well, you know, the whole thing is now 911truth.org sent an email around saying he's a hero now.
Yeah.
Kyle Hintz is a hero because he went before that panel, the 9/11 Commission panel, three panelists there, mainstream media coverage, and he asks about this wire transfer to Atta. This makes him a hero? No. The firemen who gave their lives up at the World Trade Center were heroes. See, because when you're a hero, you do the right thing. You're guided by your conscience, and you don't fail to tell the truth.
Right. And by asking a question about Muhammad Atta, what this does is reinforce the government's story that these 19 Arab cave dwellers did it. He's reinforcing the government's story.
Meanwhile, David Ray Griffin points out very clearly in his book that several of the purported hijackers are shown to be alive post 9/11.
Right.
So how does this wash? And why didn't Kyle Hintz at least bring one of the pertinent, salient questions to the table?
Right.
He had, what, one chance to pose one question? Why didn't he make it a good question?
Yeah, and one of these hijackers that they've photographed and they've interviewed, the one that was supposedly on the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania, he said he'd never even heard of Pennsylvania until after 9/11. So why didn't Kyle Hintz go up and ask that? Or why didn't he say, well, you know what, Lee Hamilton, you were on the 9/11 whitewash committee.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Reynolds, who was in the Bush cabinet for the first 4 years as an economist in the Labor Department, has come out now and wrote a 10-page report saying that the collapse of the World Trade Center towers happened through controlled demolition. Why didn't he ask that question?
Or
Muhammad Atta?
Before and ever since 9/11, no steel-reinforced structure has ever collapsed due to fire.
Right.
Can you comment on that, Mr. Hamilton?
And on and on and on.
Or the temperatures of the steel or the free fall. Anything. Instead, they always go for the lie hop and the peripheral issues, and they never hit the bullseye.
Right.
And it's not because they don't know where the bullseye is.
Yeah.
They see it just like we do.
Kyle Hintz on some of the message boards has even marginalized the information put out by David Ray Griffin. The people on 911truth.org are now calling Hintz a hero. He's one of the biggest detriments ever to this movement, and now that's why we're coming to you. We're so close. We can have the truth. We can bring the guilty parties to justice. But you have to help us. You have to start speaking out now,
Victor,
against
and I,
these people.
Victor and I have been told our approach is wrong. Well, we've tried doing the nice guy approach, and years have passed now. I mean, when do we get to the point where we're going to stop pussyfooting around and we start asking the hard questions and not being afraid to ask the hard questions no matter who's around?
Yeah, these gatekeepers tell us, well, your approach should be more like our approach. And our approaches are, and their approach is what?
Avoidance.
So they want us to be more like them to avoid the real issues? Listen.
Shut up, go along, be quiet, don't squeak the wheel.
Just pat on your head and go sit in the corner.
Right.
Do you know what we're dealing with? We're dealing with cold-blooded killers.
Right, and we want to know how many years have to go by before we can stop being polite and politically correct and getting nowhere. Because, you see, 911truth.org's approach has gotten us all nowhere.
Nowhere, that's right. They're avoiding the issues purposefully. They're doing it on purpose. And you know what? We're tired of being cheerleaders. You know, when we had Michael Woolsey on, we could have sat here for 23 minutes and talked about how great it is to be an activist. But we wanted to see if this guy would stand up and be counted, because it's the people out there that want the truth that have to start saying, we're not putting up with the crap anymore from John Judge or Kyle Hintz or any of these people. And there's going to be a big test coming up again to see how authentic these people are. This is going to be a 9/11 another 9/11 truth convergence. It's going to be held in October. It's going to be somewhere out in the Midwest, and it's going to be hosted by Janice Matthews of 911truth.org. Now, we sent her last week a copy of this book, 9/11 on Trial. I spoke with her on the phone. I also said that we'd be more than willing to send them a video presentation about the World Trade Center controlled demolition.
She was less than enthusiastic about the prospect.
Now, we're going to see if she steps up to the plate and goes for the crux issue, or if they're going to talk about the periphery stuff. And, you know, I read a quote a few days ago, Lisa, and it says, if you want to control a people, control their story. So I changed it a little bit to read, if you want to control a movement, control their message.
Hmm.
Well, guess what's happening, folks? These gatekeepers and these false fronts are the ones that are controlling the message that's getting out to you and getting out to the rest of America and the world. And what we're saying is we have to break through this. We're not coming to you on Wing TV here promulgating fear.
No.
We're not trying to make you afraid. We're also not coming here begging for money. And we're not trying to psychic drive these thoughts into your head to basically say the whole game is up. We're asking you to come out here and believe in yourself and believe that you can change the world, because we're getting close.
And we can't give up. We have to fight even harder. We have to get around people like Kyle Hintz and David Kubiak and the Sandel and Patchouli 9/11 crowd in San Francisco and 9/11 Truth in New York. I mean, we have to get around all these other gatekeepers, plus the mainstream, plus the government.
Yeah, a lot of these 9/11 groups, they seem like the peace and love crowd. You know, they'll do the ring around the rosy and the mamby-pamby. And what it comes down to is the New World Order elite laugh at them.
Well, look at their deception dollars. Look at some of the websites even on there.
Yeah.
Peak oil.
Yep.
Peak oil. Why is the 9/11 movement, you know, constantly being co-opted by these peak oil scam artists? Forget peak oil. It's a ruse.
Yeah. These are the alternative messages we're telling you about that are steering you in the wrong direction. The fear mongers are doing you an injustice.
Right.
The peak oil crowd is doing you an injustice because they're not leading you to the crux issue, controlled demolition. That's what it is.
When you start hearing these people talking about other things other than the crux issue, bring them back to center and say, listen, we need to focus on the crux issue, the controlled demolition. What do people remember? What traumatized the world, and especially America?
Yeah.
It was the collapse of the World Trade Center towers. That vivid image will remain in people's minds forever.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll let you in on something. We've been getting phone calls behind the scenes and people telling us, you guys are the real deal. You're the ones that are putting the message out there that everyone has to hear.
And why aren't the other ones talking about this? Well, you know what? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. So when you look to the fearmongers, when you look to the peak oil, when you look to the Sandel and Patchouli crowd, when you look to the gatekeepers,
and when you look to these people who, instead of addressing the issues we pose and arguing against those in an intelligent adult way, instead they choose to call us plants or make fun of our clothes or whatever, ask yourself why they're diverting away from the core issue. The core issue is the controlled demolition.
Yeah.
And I can't say it enough times.
Yeah, this politically correct, polite approach doesn't work. It's not working at all. And when Michael Woolsey was on here, he said, well, you know, we really don't know the truth about what happened on 9/11. And I corrected him very quickly. I says, no, we do know the truth. We know very clearly what the truth is.
We can disprove what the government says happened at the World Trade Center. And it has been disproven.
Yeah.
And for them not to focus on that and instead want to focus on Mohammed Atta or any of the other purported hijackers, they're just promoting the official government myth, the original conspiracy theory.
Right. Another excuse these people will give is they'll say, well, controlled demolition is just one part of the puzzle.
There's a lot of other things.
Yeah. But then I respond and say, well, what do we want to talk about? The little lies out on the periphery or the big lie
center? The little lies originated from the big lie.
See, disinfo artists want you to focus on the little lies on the periphery. We say go to the crux. Go for the throat of this. And when I was talking to Woolsey, I kept saying, why don't you just talk out? Speak out about Kyle Hinson. Let everyone know that this guy's a phony. He says, well, I can't do it. I can't do it. I says, well, here's a good analogy then. Say there's a woman who's walking down the street and she gets raped. And there's 10 people watching from their windows and they see this rape. And all 10 people say, well, I know what happened, but I can't speak out about it. I won't speak out about it. How much respect are you going to have for those people? And then there's the 11th person that saw it. And they say, well, I'm not only going to speak out about the person who did the rape, I'm going to speak out about the 10 people that won't talk about coming out and telling the police or whoever that the woman got raped. If you see something wrong, you have to say it.
The people turned a blind eye and kept walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we would like to ask Kyle Hens and all of these other people these questions, but they won't come on Wing TV. You know why? Because they're afraid to answer our questions.
If we don't make this our focus and push forward hard, we're going to end up 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years with no answers. We're still going to be in the same rut we're in now, and we're going to have people like 911truth.org and John Judge and David Kubiak and 9/11 Mafia puppet Kyle Hens shaping public opinion. And we're going to be stifled over time.
Yeah. Think of this. Lisa's now proven the direct tie between Hens and George Soros. What more do we need to finally blow this guy out of the water?
Why does this relationship even exist?
Yeah. And why is he on TV not telling the truth? Folks, we have to beware of the wickedness of men who suppress the truth. And that's why we're telling you, you have so much power in your hands. Go on the message boards. Start speaking out and say, damn it! It's almost 4 years now since 9/11, and these people that are our supposed leaders are getting us nowhere. Yeah. It's time to get rid of them and start coming to the people that are going to go for the throat and fight the cold-blooded killers head on.
I want to say thank you to Vinny Sammartino. He wrote about the passenger list uh-huh. IDs for Flight 93. He's been defending us on APFN where someone said, Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani are shooting themselves in the foot. And he said, how are they shooting themselves in the foot? They've been pushing forward the one truth there is.
Yep.
Despite what everybody else is doing, we keep remaining focused on the controlled demolition. That's the crux. That's the center.
Right. Folks, after this show goes off, go into your bathroom, go into your bedroom, look in the mirror, and realize the power that you have. And say, am I going to be a man or am I going to be a mouse? Am I going to stay silent? Or finally, am I going to speak up and start blowing these people out of the water and let's take on the real powers that be and try to start making this world something better than it has been?
Are we going to expand our definition of what a hero is? The heroes died on 9/11. The heroes died in the wars that have been fought. Kyle Hens is no hero.
If he was,
he'd rise above his own cowardice and his own personal agenda and he'd tell the truth.
Right. Folks, keep all this in mind. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.